Recorded Books presents Every Bunny Loves Magic, The Incredibly Dead Pets of Rex Dexter by Aaron Reynolds. Narrated by Christopher Gebauer. Prologue. Some people believe in the abominable snowman. Those people are nut muffins. Some people believe in the Loch Ness Monster. Chowderheads. Every one of them. Some people believe in Bigfoot. Those guys need to get their heads examined. Me, I believe in truth. Hard facts. Things I can see and touch. Like talking dead chickens. Wait a minute.
You say,
your mind racing, your heart beating fast with trepidation. Did you just say, talking dead chickens? That's right. You read correctly. Talking dead chickens. Confused? You should be. Lost? Join the crowd. Upset? Get in line. For your benefit, I will try to explain. Ready? Sitting down? Bracing yourself? Good. Here goes. I can see and talk to dead animals. Don't roll your eyes at me. This is real, people. Not like Bigfoot. They come to me, bound to this world by some unfinished business, seeking my help to right the wrongs that will allow them to move on to the great beyond. So, if you have a delicate constitution, it's not too late to go find yourself a book about happy woodland creatures who frolic in the forest, because you'll get none of that in these pages. If you are someone who fears the mysterious and supernatural, beware, all ye who enter here. If you are one who cannot stomach the horror of hideous, fuzzy mayhem, turn away now, for what lies ahead is not for the faint of heart. You have been warned. Chapter 1. This whole chilling dead pet predicament began when I was supernaturally zapped by a creepy carnival machine called the Reaper's Curse. Now I'm stuck being an unwilling conduit of the spirit world. Since that time, I have freed a dead rhino, I have released a crispy fried panda, I have liberated a deceased gorilla, shark, and elephant, respectively, from the unseen forces that bind them to this earth. I know. It's a lot for a sixth grader to deal with. What with homework and stuff. Only Darvish knows my secret. And though he cannot see the deceased beasts with his own peepers, he has chosen to believe the unbelievable. He has tried to assist as best he can. Through it all, he has been a good best friend. Possibly better than I deserve. Which might be why he is currently beating me with snowballs. "Can you believe all this snow?" Darvish says, forming a fresh projectile in his mittened hands. "Dude, this is awesome!" "Dude, this is not awesome. This is the end of April. That's what this is. This is us getting hit with an irritatingly unseasonable 9 inches of snow. That's what this is. This is a cry for help from a dying planet. That's what this is. Don't get me wrong. I respect a good snow day just as much as the next person. But I cannot condone such wanton winter frivolity with less than 2 months to go before school lets out for the summer. It is an abomination. A blatant disregard for the natural order of things. I expect sunshine, dang it! Not snowstorms! Drumstick, my dead chicken, is oblivious to my chilly contempt for winter. He is happily putting the finishing touches on his snowman. He pulls a brownish thing out of a bag and stuffs it into the face. "What is that?" I ask him, shivering in the Arctic April breeze.
"Your dad was out of carrots," he says. "I think this is a jicama."
I step back and examine Drumstick's handiwork. By human standards, it is a rather abominable snowman.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?